Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas. You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros.
John, good morning, and thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Sandy.
You know, I love all of our Home Show Garden Pros, but and you all bring something unique to the table, and I love our conversations that we have with you because we really get some deep whys, and that's really important to know and learn when we're out in the garden. Maybe we can pull some of that information we learned from you and go, oh, now what would John say? So I love that. So thank you for being out here because I know it's a bit of a drive. So welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sandy, but most importantly, we have our Home Show Garden Pro expert, John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden and Resource Center up north of the Woodlands and south of Conroe. So, John, we have got Eric on the line. Eric, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I've got a small vegetable garden, and like you said, it's really dry. I water it every morning. But what should I mulch it with? Can I use, like, grass clippings, or what should I cover the soil with?
You can use any organic matter, Eric. Probably the best quality is a composted native mulch. But a lot depends on the vegetables. If you're growing potatoes, straw or hay works very well.
Okay, and one of the things, tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers.
Okay, then just any kind of good organic mulch, compost or a composted native mulch will work. If you mentioned lawn, grass cuttings work good, but you need to dry them a little bit. If you put them on when they're fresh cut, they can just go to anaerobic decay and actually cause some disease problems. You need to let them dry a little bit and shrink before you put them out.
Okay. And now when you say native mulch, is that like pine bark mulch and that type of mulch?
Or no. Pine bark and hardwood bark are very bad for the flower beds. They got a high carbon nitrogen ratio. They got chemicals to keep it from rotting, so they actually kill the microbes in the soils that make plants healthy. Native mulch is made from the branches and limbs of trees and shrubs. And that's the reason deer, beaver, squirrels eat branches and limbs for food. It's full of vitamins, minerals, protein. So when you grind it up and make a mulch, then as it rots, it's feeding the soil. It's feeding the microbes. So not only does it keep the soil cool, provides lots of organic matter, but it also provides a lot of nutrients to the soil.
Okay. All right. So I need to find native mulch.
Hang on, Eric. So, yes. So he doesn't want us to use pine. What's the other one that we should avoid? Pine?
Well, any of the barks. The reason barks don't rot on a tree is they got chemicals in it to kill the microbes.
Okay. All right. So no pine or barks, but more of a native. Is there some specifics that we should use?
Well, if you use branches and limbs, it's higher quality than if you use the trunk of the tree.
Okay.
And most people like the trunk because when you grind the trunk up, it gets bigger, expands in volume, so you got more product to sell, but the quality's not as good.
Okay.
Like we compost ours for about a year before we sell it. That brings the carbon nitrogen ratio down and allows the beneficial microbes, bacteria, fungus to build up in it.
Okay.
So it's not only is it providing mulch, the insulation, it's providing nutrients, microbes, and humus to the soil.
And it's not too late for, you know, Eric is growing tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers, you said, right, Eric? So it's not too late for him to be mulching, kind of boosted
up? No, if you haven't done it, definitely. You'll get more produce, better tasting produce.
Ooh.
Because most of those plants like even soil temperatures.
Okay.
So when we mulch, we keep the soil and the moisture levels more even, which makes healthier plants.
Okay. All right. And then what about Eric's watering in the morning? Should we be watering our veggies in the morning or
that's
in the
best
evening?
Time.
It is. Okay.
That way they have a chance to evaporate during the day, the excess water.
Okay.
If you water in the evening, sometimes you can get mildew or something growing in the water droplets as the humidity builds during the night.
Oh, so Eric, you're doing the right things.
Okay, great. At least I got one thing right.
Right. Well, what else? You have anything else?
No, I think where's the best, where can I get your products at? Well, I'm on the east side of town near Baytown.
Ooh. That's good. Right now I don't have anybody out there.
You're all over, aren't you? I mean,
yeah, there's about 28 nurseries carrier stuff, but none in the Baytown area.
Okay. So, you know, he's north of Conroe and south of the Woodlands off of 45. And then Home Show Garden Pros, we really don't have one in the east side, but you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and click on the link. You can find locations.
Yeah, Sweet Organic Solution down at Pearland has it.
Oh.
There's a the hardware store down there.
Ace.
It's not an Ace. No. It has the old hammer. They converted from a hardware store to
True.
A
True.
No,
right?
It's down in – anyway.
Okay. What about online? Can he find the locations?
Yeah, we have – on our website, there's a location.
Okay, so give him your website.
Yeah, www.naturewayresources.com.
Okay, and then – NaturesWayResources.com. And, you know, then he's got a link there where you can find out the different locations. But it'll be worth the drive if you have to drive somewhere because his products, just digging in his leaf mold compost products, I mean, I really enjoy it. I mean, I love coming in the house with dirty hands because it's been a nice activity and you can tell the freshness and the healthy soil that it is. So I'm sure these hints that he gave you are going to really produce some great tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Also, since you're in Baytown, one of the benefits of the native mulch, it feeds microbes that can take heavy clay and turn it into beautiful loam over time.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Good. I'll try that.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks, Eric. Well, that was a great call because it incorporated all of our what we were just talking about also, the soils. And, you know, there's always a question about morning watering or evening watering. Mm-hmm. Okay, so does that watering in the morning for our garden vegetables apply to our lawn and landscaping also?
In general, yes.
Okay, because I thought it was the opposite.
A lot of people do. I mean, if you do it early in the evening that has a chance to evaporate, then it's fine.
Okay. But I understand now you're saying that the humidity that we have in Houston can produce a mold.
Correct. Okay. Well, it doesn't evaporate, so it leaves moisture there that allows pathogenic fungi to grow on the plants.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Thanks very much.
Now, if you do it early, you know, have 4 or 5 hours before it gets, you know, 6 o'clock, that's probably okay.
Yeah.
There's time for it to dry.
Okay. Well, that's great information. And these little steps that we can take.
They all add up.
Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. Excuse me. I had a little blank there. Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333. These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
So good morning, Donald. What do you have for John?
Well, I have hydrangeas. And I have two problems. First of all, I'm getting rust spots on the leaves, and I don't know how to get rid of them. And secondly, in the fall, the deer love them. What can I do to ward the deer off?
Well, the rust spots are easy. Again, probably something like a neem oil, like the super seaweed we were talking about earlier would help on that. And it's usually the rust grows on sometimes where there's water droplets left on the plant.
Okay.
And again, what kind of fertilizer? Rust is, if it's using organics, you very rarely get rust. If you're using a synthetic artificial fertilizer, rust are more common because of the excess nitrogen makes wheat growth.
Well, I'm using MicroLife, the pellet fertilizer.
Okay, good.
And I sprayed it with the Ocean Harvest.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Those are all good things.
I'm still getting the rust spots.
I suspect there's probably a tree or something nearby, and the spores are coming in from somewhere.
Okay.
Are you on city water, or you have irrigation, or are you using well water?
It's city water.
Possibly.
And I'm not using irrigation.
Okay. Sometimes if the soil's overwatered with city water, it's got chlorine, chloramine, fluoride in it. It throws the chemical balance off. It weakens the plant. So that's a possibility. But if you're not watering, then that's not it.
Are you hand watering?
Yes. Well, obviously in the heat, I hand water, mm-hmm. Yes.
And John, does it matter if we are spraying the leaves of the plants with water or the base?
It's better to spray the base.
Okay.
And like I said, we talked about earlier, don't do it in the, do it in the evening. Do mm-hmm. it in the morning, because you don't want those water droplets on the leaves.
Okay.
Because they would encourage rust.
Okay.
How about adding some leaf mold compost around it?
Good mulch is essential.
Yeah.
Like our native mulch is 50% compost, fungal-rich compost.
Okay.
So that helps protect it. I've just never had problems with hydrangeas.
Yeah. So it might be a combination of problems. It sounds like John's touching on for you. And just a little, a solution here or there may be your answer.
Yeah, it's for deer.
What did you say spray them with?
The neem oil?
Neem oil.
Or the super seaweed.
Super seaweed.
The MicroLife makes a super seaweed spray, which is wonderful. Make sure you mix it with water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is just to get the plant, get the plant healthier so it's resistant to the rust naturally. Get its own immune system working better.
Okay.
As for deer,
Now what?
There's various repellents on the market, but they just don't work that well.
Yeah.
The only thing you do is put a cage around them, protect them.
Oh, yeah. I had to put a little fence around my peach tree to keep my dog away from it. So I sort of hear you, Donald.
Okay, well, the deer don't seem to bother them in the spring and the summer. It's in the fall, for some reason, they seem to feast on them.
Yeah, there's probably some kind of nutrient they need that's in the leaves.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for more food in the fall.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Donald, I hope that helps. Let us know how the hydrangeas go. So maybe a little bit of leaf mold compost. Watch how you're watering them. Too much, too little. Make sure it's at the base. And then some of that super seaweed, it's magical. I love that stuff from MicroLife.
Sounds good. I appreciate the help. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Donald. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've got Tina and Lee. Hang on. We will return after this.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
The right tools save you time, save you money. Whether you're a pro working on a big commercial job or a weekend hobbyist finishing a DIY project, CircleSaw has the right tools, excellent selection, fair pricing, knowledgeable, helpful staff. Value's hard to find today. Woodworking machinery and accessories. Complete line of outdoor power equipment. CircleSaw knows tools because tools are all they do. CircleSaw, 2510 Ella Boulevard, just inside the 610 North Loop. Find your tools at CircleSaw.com.
These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday. Just because it's warmer doesn't mean your plants need more water. Quite the contrary. Water deeply once a week at most, especially with landscape shrubs. Now back to the properly hydrated Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. It seems like the heat has set in and summer is here. Is this the summer that you're going to put in a fountain or a water garden in your yard? Imagine the evenings when the temperatures have dropped and you're sitting outside enjoying a beverage. Maybe it's an adult beverage, while savoring your garden and listening to the music of a water feature or disappearing fountain. Can you picture it? We can make it happen for you. Simply head out to Nelson's, stroll our nursery, and look for that perfect pot, and the next thing you know, it's in your garden. In addition to fountains, Nelson's has all the fish and aquatic plants you need for a water garden. We're also a fully stocked garden center with all the plants, plant food, and soils and mulches you can imagine. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston, just off the I-10. You can find us. And now back to Sandy and John.
And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And they have lots of great information. If you want to go there, all of your team members can help folks make progress in their lawns and gardens.
Absolutely.
So speaking of Home Show Garden Pros, Nature's Way Resources is not the only expert who joins us on this show. We have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and you just heard from Anita out in Katy. She has been here. We have Plants for All Seasons. Sherry has joined us, and she's got a crew, a team members who know what they're doing out there also. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens with Joey and Danny. And then today we have John Ferguson with Nature's Resources and Garden Center. And these experts rotate through this show every Saturday morning, and they answer your calls and your questions and guide us through some situations that we might not be sure about in our lawn and garden. And speaking of calls, we have Joe on the line. Joe, you are on the radio. What do you have for John?
I got two questions, actually. I have some acreage that butts up with the forest, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get rid of poison ivy and poison oak, and also these banana plants or the banana trees. And I was wondering if y'all had any recommendations. I had watched some YouTubes, and I tried the vinegar with the Epsom salts with the Dawn, and I was just wondering if there's a faster way or something y'all could recommend to get rid of that stuff.
No, the poison ivy, poison oak are very difficult. I hate to use chemicals, but it's one of the cases where a brush and shrub herbicide, maybe something that's triclosan-based, is. And what I usually do is put it in a small spray bottle so I can just spray that one little plant and don't broadcast it to the environment. The other thing, if you use it, like it's sold under a common brand as Remedy. If you mix about five parts diesel fuel with it, diesel serves as a surfactant. It stretches it, it takes less of it, and it biodegrades in about 8 months instead of 2 years.
So, wow, what a great – how much should he mix in with it?
About four or five parts of diesel fuel to one part Remedy.
Remedy.
Wow.
And where can you get
okay.
that?
Most Southwest Fertilizer I know carries it. A lot of hardware stores, a Tractor Supply carries it up.
Now, use it carefully. You heard that right, Jim?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
What about the banana trees?
Banana, usually you can smother them or drought. And also, you know, commonly our freezes take bananas out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because they're not cold sensitive.
Yeah, so I'm surprised he's having an issue with that.
Yeah. But you could always dig up the clump and down below so it didn't come back to.
Okay. Hey, Joe, I'm sorry that we disconnected you accidentally. I'm going to follow up a question for Joe that I don't know if he had, but I have. So on the poison ivy and poison oak, when he brushes that on, is he brushing it on like the leaves and the stems or all the way up and down the ivies?
On the leaves and stems primarily.
Okay. All right.
The more you cover, the better.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people like to use a little small paintbrush to do it. That way you're only touching that one plant and you're not getting the toxic chemical into the environment.
Right. What about in the root area, you know, at the base of it?
It's systemic, so it'd be pulled into through the leaves.
Okay. So, all right. So once it starts dying, should he go ahead and just pull them up and get rid of it?
Leave it till it turns brown.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that helps you, Joe. If you if we didn't answer everything, just let us know. This is Sandy. And most importantly, it's John, our expert here on Home Show Garden Pros. John is from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. That is his place. He is the expert. And we will return after this.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros. Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The heat is on. Time to summer fertilize for all of your turfs and ornamentals with something like MicroLife Humates Plus or MicroLife 624 or MicroLife Hybrid. This is going to last you all summer, and it aids in water conservation. You've heard us talking about that. All of these benefits to your soils is going to have long-term benefits for you. There's also MicroLife liquids, which we also brag about. I love the liquid seaweed. It is sort of a boost to your lawn and garden areas, and it also helps reduce your plant's stress. You can see and enjoy the results. The people at MicroLife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pros location and MicroLifeFertilization.com. We've got some folks out there lining up to talk to John Ferguson, who is here as our expert today with Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So thank you all for listening, and thanks for your call. So John has got some great solutions for you to have success out in that lawn and garden. And good morning, Stephen. What do you have for John?
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I have a Bermuda lawn. I'm outside of College Station, and I'm just having a fit last couple of years with yellow sage. And I've tried Sedgehammer. And never fails. It just keeps coming back. It seems like I'm feeding it, spreading it versus controlling it. Can you give me some help?
Well, first of all, that the area you're in typically has lots of sodium in the soil, which makes it tough for a lot of grasses. The sedge are very tolerant. Usually they're found in soils that have too much water in them. So by not watering, and Bermuda's very drought tolerant. So are you on irrigation right now?
I manually do it. It's not on the automatic system.
Well, I'd cut back on the watering, top dress of compost, build your organic matter. That tends to help because a lot of the nutsedge grows in infertile soils. So if the soil gets healthier, it favors the grass over the nutsedge.
Okay.
But those are the top things. Other things, if you cut it taller, that tends to help, particularly for St. Augustine. If you cut it 4 inches versus 2 inches, it can choke out nutsedge. But you got Bermuda, so it's a little tougher.
Yes.
So, Stephen, are you cutting and mulching the clippings? Are you picking up the clippings? Does that matter at all, John?
Nuts hedge can go to seed real quick. So if the seeds are there and you cut it and don't pick them up, then they can re-establish new plants.
Okay.
Right.
It's okay. It's a tough problem. I mean, there's no easy solution.
Yeah. That.
Does that help, Stephen?
Thanks for your help. You'll have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. Good luck, Stephen. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We will work through your solutions, and we've got a call when we return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
The heat is on. Time to summer fertilize for all of your turfs and ornamentals with something like MicroLife Humates Plus, or MicroLife 624, or MicroLife Hybrid. This is going to last you all summer, and it aids in water conservation. You've heard us talking about that. All of these benefits to your soils is going to have long-term benefits for you. There's also MicroLife Liquids, which we also brag about. I love the liquid seaweed. It is sort of a boost to your lawn and garden areas, and it also helps reduce your plant's stress. You can see and enjoy the results. The people at MicroLife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pros location and MicroLifeFertilization.com. But Joey, right now we have Melva on the line. Melva, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you have for Joey?
I have a pine tree that's in my yard, and it's been there like maybe 35 years, as long as I've been in the house. And I heard him talking about watering deeply. Well, the pine tree, the roots are now showing on the sides of my sidewalk leading to my door, if that makes sense. And, you know, to the point where you can't even edge. And so I was wanting to know, should this tree be cut down? And if so, if we cut it down, would that stop the roots from growing?
I wouldn't say it necessarily needs to be cut down. Pine trees have mainly a tap root that goes straight down. So those are just some lateral roots there. You know, you could probably cut one or two of those a year and get rid of them without risking having the tree go into shock or anything. But I wouldn't go as far as cutting it down just because the roots are on the surface.
Okay. So the surface roots, you're saying cut those, get rid of those.
You can. Just the ones that are in the way or, you know, causing problems. And I wouldn't do them all at once. I would do, like I said, one or two a year.
Mm.
Okay.
So, yeah, that way it doesn't go into shock. And also you would probably want to do that in the wintertime, not this time of year in the heat of the summer. It would be easier on the tree and probably on you.
Okay.
So that's interesting about the pine tree, that it's got the root that goes straight down is really its main taproot then.
Right.
Okay. So, Melva, are you seeing any other signs? I mean, does it look healthy otherwise?
It's healthy.
Okay.
It's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Should we still water the tree?
If it's been there for 35 years, it can pretty much take care of itself. So, you know, if we don't get any rain, if we don't get rain for a long period of time, if we're officially in a drought, which, you know, we got some decent rain last week, I guess. But other than that, we hadn't had much. So, mm-hmm. yeah, if we don't get some pretty substantial rain in the next couple of weeks, you might need to start watering it because, yeah, it is getting dry.
Is there an age on pine trees? I mean, do they last as long as an oak tree? Or
not near as long as an oak. I mean, but you ought to be able to get, 35 to 50 years is pretty good for a pine tree, I would think.
Okay.
So it has gotten so tall, and I noticed that it will sway, you know, from side to side when it's raining really bad or, we get bad weather. So I'm afraid too sometimes that it may fall.
Oh.
Right. Now, if that's a concern and, you start seeing some dead branches in it or any dead growth, then, that means it's starting to be on the decline. So at that point, you might want to think about getting it removed.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All righty.
Well, thanks for listening, Melva. Have a great weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. This is Sandy, but most importantly, we have our expert Joey here from Enchanted Gardens, and he is taking your questions. Thanks for listening, and we will return after this.
Foundation problems happen in two seasons, dry season and rainy season. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton from Due West Foundation Repair, reminding you soil expanding in rainy weather is just as bad for your foundations as dry shrinking soil. That's why Due West developed UltraPile. It goes deeper, holds stronger, and lasts longer than other systems, no matter what the weather, and includes a lifetime transferable warranty. Three generations of my family stand behind everything we do, so we can say, when you want the best, call Due West. du-west.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
I hope you are all doing well, and I hope that you are all going to be able to take advantage of some outdoor time and some quiet time and maybe even some busy time out in the yard and garden. It's always fun to dabble. I'm a dabbler in the yard and garden. I don't usually plan a big project. I kind of see one section and I'm like, okay, I need to deal with over here. And that's where I've gotten my satisfaction. But I guess we all enhance our yard and garden differently. But we have Bruce on the line. Bruce, good morning. What is on your mind for your lawn and garden this weekend?
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two different subjects, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have a zoysia lawn, and it was there's a lot of thatch because it went dormant during the winter, and so I called in about a month ago, and I was told to put humates on there and then some fertilizer and so forth. And first of all, the mow it down real low, which I did, and got rid of most of the thatch. But now I put the humates on there and some slow-release fertilizer, premium lawn food. And we had that rain recently, so the front of the lawn has started to come back with new grass. But the back is not showing any kind of growth or reaction at all. So I'm not sure. Maybe the heat from the first 3 weeks of May and all the dryness killed the grass. I don't know what to think.
How much are you watering?
I did not do any watering at all for the first 3 weeks. But now, like I said, we had that rain, and then I've had to I watered yesterday. And so, like I say, the sides of the house and the front of the lawn are starting to come back, but the back is not reacting at all.
Right. And the back, is that, what side of the house is that?
North side.
North side, yeah. You know, hard to tell. Zoysia will kind of go dormant if it gets too dry, but it should come back, you know, once it gets consistent water for a little while. I've got the same issue at a house that's got Zoysia, and it doesn't have a sprinkler system, so it gets water when it rains or when I drag a hose out there and actually water it, which is not that often.
Okay.
So you'll see it. You should see it recover once you get consistent water on it for, you know, a couple of weeks. Do it. You know, try to water it three times a week and kick it back into gear. I would think that would do it. But it was just so dry earlier in the spring before that rain that you know, a lot of things kind of went into almost a summer dormancy. So that's probably what it is, I would guess.
Well, okay, since I haven't really seen any kind of diminishing of the thatch, should I put a little bit extra more, another round of application of humates on there and water it in?
That could help. So you mowed it short?
Short, yes, I did.
Yeah. You might try to rake some of that out and see how effective that is.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's kind of a job to do it, but it would work and it would be faster.
What about any houses, his soil, any leaf mold compost? Would that help?
Getting the thatch out first and then, you know, topping it with compost probably be the best.
Okay. Because the thatch may be sort of suffocating that.
Yes, exactly.
I get it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. The second item I want to talk about is I have a plumeria in a large pot. And so that thing has leafed out beautifully. And I've been applying, like I was told, my last phone call about a month ago, to BR61 every 2 weeks until the thing flowers. Well, I water it you know, more regularly than my grass. I water the flower beds. And the flowers are doing well, but the plumeria, even though it's leafed out tremendously, there's still no sign of any kind of blooms at all.
Yeah, they kind of bloom whenever they want, but they should be starting to, you know, show some signs of buds or blooms pretty soon. How much sun is that plumeria getting?
Full sun.
Full sun.
All day long.
And then how often are you watering it?
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe a couple. Maybe every other day.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't overwater it. They would rather stay a little bit on the dry side.
Is it in the ground or in a pot?
It's in a huge pot.
Yeah.
On the driveway.
I have one that's doing the same thing. I've got lots of leaves, but I don't have any blooms yet. And I have a friend who's posting pictures of her beautiful blooms, and so I'm not liking her right now.
Jealousy.
Yeah. Jealousy.
Well, okay, I was told to put BR61 on there every 2 weeks until it does bloom. How about should I put maybe an alternate, a little Carl Pools, you know, that stuff they put on there to make your plants bloom?
You know, there's a specific plumeria food made by Nelson Plant Food. That's probably what I would use.
Oh, okay. You know, alternate that with the BR61, I guess?
I'm not familiar with the BR61.
Yeah, but the Nelson's, I know, yes, I've seen that label. I don't think I've ever used it. I need to get some, too. So the Nelson's food has a plumeria specific.
Yep.
And it's a granule. So we should sprinkle that on, water it in, I'm assuming?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Maybe that'll help with your plumeria and mine.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for taking my calls.
All right. Thank you. Have a good Saturday. Well, we are at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. When we return, we will take Martha's call.
Be dependable. That was Dad's golden rule.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Being dependable is why KISS Generators installs Kohler generators, delivering emergency power on demand for homes, buildings, and hospitals for over 100 years. Whenever power goes out, your KISS generator will restore security systems, lights, comfort, and communications in 10 seconds or less. Choose from full home or load sharing systems custom designed for your budget. It's hurricane season. Don't be caught with your power down. Choose dependable. Choose KISS Generators. KISSGenerators.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we've got Martha on the line. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning to all of you this morning.
Morning.
And I was calling about my tomato plant. I started a garden this summer, and it's a small garden, and I put down some tomato plants, and they're growing really, really tall and bushy, but I'm not getting any tomatoes on it, just one or two here or there.
When were your tomato plants planted?
Oh, they were planted about maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago. So late March.
Correct.
Do you know what type of tomato plants they are?
Well, they're not the big ones, the medium size. I forgot the actual name of them.
Gotcha. So there's two different types of tomatoes. There's determinate tomatoes and indeterminate tomatoes. If you've got determinate tomatoes, they will not really be able to pollinate once the temperatures get as hot as they've been. You know, and since it got hot so early this year, I mean, it was in the mid-90s in early May, it seems like. So that kind of slowed the production down. If you want a tomato plant that's going to produce into the summer or sometimes through the summer, the indeterminate varieties are the best way to do it. They are mostly the cherry types,
right?
Not the big slicing types.
What I have done better, just put them like on the patio, like patio tomatoes. Can I probably do that instead putting them in the garden?
It's going to be the same temperature whether they're in the pot or in the garden. So that's not going to have a whole lot to do with it, really. But planting tomatoes early in the season, if you're going to do slicing tomatoes, the medium or the larger tomatoes, planting them in late February or early March, that'll give them time to get pollinated and ripen before the temperatures get up there too much.
Got it.
Planting cherry tomatoes, the indeterminate varieties, they will produce longer into the heat.
Okay. So I was thinking about maybe pulling them up because they're taking almost the whole garden, and I may not, you know, get any more tomatoes off of them. So I was thinking of pulling them up, getting rid of them.
Right. Yeah, if it doesn't appear that they're getting pollinated and making more small tomatoes, then you could do that and go ahead and put in something that that will produce in the heat, okra, eggplant, sweet potato, black-eyed peas, something like that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
That answered my question. I'm going to go out there and pull them all up.
All right, get to work.
Thanks, Martha.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so great. You had mentioned earlier planting of those tomatoes, and the cherry tomatoes are the ones that are the indeterminate. I was going to ask you that. Okay,
right.
So that's one that might last a little bit longer in fruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
But this is basically the end of tomatoes.
Yeah. You know, some of the cherry tomatoes will produce into the summer a little longer.
Oh, okay. So they'll even go a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we get them planted early enough. But then a good thing for she could go to okra or sweet potato now, you said.
Sure. That's awesome.
Well, I hope she has good luck with that. And I always love those calls about the new gardens. I'm like, yay, I'm so glad, because I'm a new gardener within the last couple of years. So, Joey, we have got a question here online from David, and I showed you the picture at the break. He says, should I extract this large shoot or the large shoots coming out of my blackberry plants? And these were leafy shoots.
Right. you can cut them back if they're bothering you, but it's just kind of a natural thing. Blackberries will send up those big shoots every now and then. It's just, you know, it's growing, you know, it's just new growth.
Okay.
So I probably would not worry about it. It's not going to have any negative effects on the plant.
Yeah, so just kind of leave it alone.
Right.
Okay. All right. Because it did look weedy, but when they grow that quickly, you wonder, is it a good guy or a bad guy?
They are a weed, basically.
Yeah.
You know, they grow on the side of the road.
Right, right. Okay, so leave them. And then we have a question from James. He says he wants a green plant that'll grow no taller than about 24 inches. So it sounds like he wants a shrub.
Yep. So if it's a sun type thing, boxwoods would work, regular old boxwoods. There's dwarf Yaupon hollies or the micron hollies that would work. There's dwarf Yanomus that would be suitable for that kind of situation.
Okay.
Those are going to be some of the better options.
Okay. What if it's more of a shaded area? I mean, it's going to be hard to get a green plant in a shaded area.
Yeah. There's different sorts of azaleas that you can keep at 24 inches. There's the dwarf radicans, gardenia that you can keep that low.
Oh, yeah. And that'll bloom for them. Okay.
Right. There's a probably some mahonias that you can keep that low.
All right. Now, sorry, back to the sun ones, the boxwoods and the dwarf holly. Does he need to trim those? Is he going to need to trim?
Yeah, they're going to need to be trimmed to keep them that height.
Okay.
So, but not a whole lot.
Okay. Each year?
Yeah, probably once a year. Trimming would be good.
All right. Well, good. I will get that answer back to James.
All righty.
This is Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with our Home Show Garden Pro expert, Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. That was Will who just dropped something on the floor. And we have got Bill on the line. Bill, thanks for listening. What do you have for Joey?
Well, hi, Joe. I have planted impatiens in the shade under some trees where I had previously planted potato plants so that, you know, just for ground coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I planted them about 6 weeks ago, and they get watered every day because I have a sprinkler system, but they've just never grown much at all. They're still about almost the same size as when I planted them. Is there some special fertilizer that impatiens will take?
Not really anything special specifically for impatiens. Just any blooming plant food like the Color Star fertilizer would be good. You know, everyday watering could be a little bit too much, and that could kind of stunt their growth.
Ah.
So fill the soil. You know, the even though it's been hot and dry, shady areas don't dry out as quick as you know, the beds out in the sun. So watering every day, depending on how much you're giving them, could be too much water. So double check on that. Just do a little investigating. But it's more than likely a water issue, but fertilizing certainly wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Good luck with that. We've got a line of callers here. We have Chris on the line. Bruce and Jesse are next. So, Chris, what do you have for Joey?
Good morning, Joey. Hey,
morning.
I had some crepe myrtles, very tall, quite a few of them. And the flowers were getting in my pool. I was sick of them, so I had them chopped down. Well, the pups are growing back with a vengeance. I've tried Roundup. That didn't do it. I tried Diesel. That didn't do it. They just don't seem to want to go away. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, those are the little root suckers that come up from the roots that were, you know, left behind, I guess.
Yep.
So you could use, there's a little liquid called Sucker Punch or another type called Sucker Stopper. Look for those. That should help take care of the problem. Other than that, you could use something stronger like a brush killer, and that should take care of it. You know, it's a little stronger than, you know, your general herbicides.
Okay. All right, fantastic. Then one other question I have, hibiscus that made it through the freeze, but they've never flowered again. They just kind of hang out. They look like little bushes.
Right. Are they getting full sun?
They were. I had them in pots. I just planted them in the ground, and now they get like a half a day of sun.
Okay. Make sure you give them some fertilizer, some sort of blooming plant food. They are kind of heavy feeders. You know, those big blooms take a lot of energy out of the soil, so you need to replace it by fertilizing. And then also make sure they're not getting overwatered. How long ago did you plant them in the ground?
I planted them in the ground maybe 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago.
Gotcha. So you still need to be watering them two or three times a week till they get established. Okay. But I think, you know, if they've got minimum 6 hours of sun, you give them some fertilizer and you don't overwater them, then they should kick it in gear. But try giving them some fertilizer.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks, Chris. And that's always such a great reminder. I love it when you give me the whys. You know, you said feed it, but you told us why, because the big blooms are taking a lot of those nutrients. So it's fun to remember. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Joey Linderman, and he is from Enchanted Gardens, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.